Let's bring in the senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You get him on Twitter at Chris B. Haynes. Chris Haynes joins Joe Lowe and Dibs. I'm Jim Cosimore in for Joe Fortenbaugh. Thank you, Chris, for joining us. How are things going for you today?
Oh, no complaints, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, we've had like an hour and a half of content based on your conversation with Kevin Durant, and a lot of it had to do with statues and jersey retirements. Your conversation, your sit-down on your podcast, when you talked to him, what was your takeaway from all the things he was discussing? What was the biggest takeaway for you?
No, that was definitely, and you know, I would urge everybody, the full hour-long episode debuts on the Christmas Eve. So I urge everybody to go subscribe to the show, post it up with Chris Haynes. But I think what I took away from that was at a point where obviously he gave me the first sit down and speaking on the Draymond Green matter when that first happened. But obviously I was really surprised with just the love, somewhat of the love obsession that he had for the Bay Area, and how he expressed that. And I didn't expect him to go deep into it like that, because up until that point, you know, he was very vague on his future, what he wanted to do. It got to a point where early in the season, I would say probably like the first couple of games of the regular season, he said like he wasn't going to answer any more free agent questions. He wasn't going to talk about his future. And then he went on, and, you know, I let him go. I let him go. And so I was just, you know, we spoke a lot in the podcast about the Chase Center, what it would mean like to play there that we haven't aired yet. And so people, I would encourage people to tune in for that. But, you know, just talking about the legacy of Golden State, and obviously I think, you know, if we're talking about statues, I don't know if there's a statue being built at the Chase Center on his behalf if he were to bolt after this year. And so I'm not saying he's made his decision of what he's going to do after this year, but if I'm a Warriors fan, I'm very encouraged by the remarks he had as far as his love for the Bay Area and wanting to be a Bay Area legend.
Is it more his love of the Bay Area that would buoy fans, or is it what you're talking about as far as statues go? Because I agree with you, Chris, that a three-year stint, no matter how successful it is not necessarily statue-worthy. So should fans take the positive of the statue remark or the fact that he just seems to love the Bay Area?
Well, both. I think you can do both. But, yeah, obviously, look, KD is a smart guy. He's a smart individual. I don't know how much he's going to expound upon this, you know, later in the future. But, look, I have a hard time believing he gets a statue with, you know, was just coming on a three-year stint with the Warriors and winning three championships. I don't think that does it. You know, I think the core guys who were here there from the beginning, you talk about Draymond, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Andre Iguodala, you know, I think that, you know, they'll be more in line to get one. And I think he knows that. I think he understands that. And I think that whatever decision he makes, I think what's going to be on his mind is the legacy he leaves here at Golden State. Will it be worth losing, potentially, being a revered figure in this area? Would it risk potentially losing, having a statue at Chase Center? Because I don't think, if his career were to end, I don't know if the OKC Thunder franchise, you know, gives him a statue. You know, so, you know, he's going to have to weigh all that. And it was interesting just looking at him just look up in the air as he's pondering his thoughts and collecting his thoughts before he utters a word. And you can see this really means a lot to him. And I think, like I said, I think if you're a Warriors fan, I think you're very encouraged by his remarks.
That's going to be an unbelievable podcast. And when that comes out and they get to hear that in entirety, Chris, you do always a phenomenal job. Just the gravitas you have throughout the NBA and so many players, kudos to you, just the man you are. I love listening to the different stories that you have and how close you are to these guys. Where are you at, Chris, on just this whole dynasty process where the Warriors, from beginning when it started until where it is now? What happens, everyone says, if Draymond doesn't teabag, you didn't teabag by LeBron, they might have won that series. Everyone says that they probably could have won that one. And then, but where are you at if Kyrie's not hurt and Love's not hurt? What happens in series one what happens if KD doesn't come here? How do you surmise all that and take away, God, would Warriors still have won these three? Would they have won these two without KD? Where are you at in all this whole process?
That's tough. That's really tough because, you know, look, obviously what happened, and, you know, you can't take away, can't wipe it off the record books. But look, man, you know, they took them to, let me see, I was covering the Cavs the first 2 years of that rivalry. And, you know, yeah, they were missing Kevin Love and Kyrie in that first matchup. And did it take them to six? I believe they went six games.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, it's tough. I like Cleveland's chances in that first matchup. You know, I think LeBron was playing tremendous basketball, and he really didn't have much to work with. But, you know, the Warriors pulled it off. And then, you know, Golden State can say the same thing. You know, obviously, I think if Draymond Green doesn't, you know, get suspended, you know, I think they take care of the Cavs easy. So, you know, it's going to be one of those debates that, you know, we're going to have for years and years. What could have been, what would have been. But at the end of the day, you got to be healthy. You got to maintain your composure in order to be able to hold up the Larry O'Brien Trophy when it's all said and done. So the Warriors are, you know, right now they got the better of that rivalry, and now they're trying to get a three-peat. So that's all I would say to it. But no, it definitely is fascinating. And, you know, when you talk to some Cavalier players, they definitely have some interesting thoughts on how that series could have ended up.
Yeah, we know if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. So we can play the revisionist history game until the cows come home. It does us no good,
Lo. With all due respect, Daniel, just hang on a second. So
folks are talking here,
Lo. I said that, Chris, because we're here now and I'm hearing the podcast and we're talking about KD. Should he deserve a statue? And he was talking hypotheticals. If they do win this year, and the two that he just helped them get into MVPs. So even though it's a short time of 3 years, would we even be talking about statues if they don't win those two others and this third one as well?
Yeah, no. I think, you know, he was talking, if I understand you correctly, Lo, you know, he was talking on if they got this three-peat.
Yes.
You know, what it would mean. But no, if they don't get this championship done right, you know, this for this season, and he bolts, there's no statue. And then it's debatable. Like, I don't know if it's worthy of a statue if they lose this finals and never get to the promised land again. Like, so say, and, you know, that's even if KD resigns. So if KD resigns and, you know, plays 4 or 5 more years with Golden State, but they only end up at two championships with KD. I don't know. That would be tough to say that KD deserves a statue at that point. You could make the case that those other guys can, because, you know, that's the foundation, and they would have had three, you know, at that juncture. So It's tough. But I think in reading KD and what he was saying, I think he was thinking about getting his third title, something that a lot of teams haven't done, and continuing on as a Warrior. And I think that's what he was kind of envisioning. If he were to do that, these are the pros. These are the perks that would be attached to such a move. And for him thinking like that right now, you know, I think you have to feel good considering, you know, what went down between him and Draymond. Cause that's what a lot of people in that organization were kind of concerned about, his state of mind after that incident.
Chris Haynes here on 95.7 The Game. It seemed like at the time that incident went down that KD was looking to withdraw from the media, and he was talking about some of the media being, you know, fanboys and this and that, and yet he seems to always inject himself back into conversations through your podcast and other interviews. Is it a case where KD sometimes is inconsistent in his approach to the media, or does he just keep it real at all times?
Yeah, I think it could be a little bit of both. Yeah, he's inconsistent with the media. You know, he kind of goes off of how he feels that day. One moment, he doesn't want to talk to you, tell you, get the F out. You know, funny story about that, how that pod came about is that I don't mean to take too much of you guys' time, but me and Katie had set up to do that pod on a Tuesday. And it was a Tuesday morning he agreed to do it, right? And Tuesday night was the game, Warriors-Clippers, the night of the incident.
Wow.
So we had agreed to do it like a week from Tuesday. So it would have been next Tuesday. And so then that night, that incident happened. And so I'm like, okay, it's good drama for the NBA, but damn, like, I know dude. Like, he's not going to want to talk.
Right.
He's not going to do this. And so I fly up to Houston because they were going on a road trip pretty soon. And I flew up to Houston, and I'm giving him some space, giving him a couple of days. Because you see how he was the next day in the press conference. Like, he was very didn't want to talk about it, short answers. And so I'm trying to wait for the right time. I'm like, you know what, KD, I don't mean to bring this up, but you know, it's kind of a couple of days from the day we're supposed to do this. You know, we still going to do this. This is like pregame before he played the Rockets. And he was like, "Hey, I don't want to hear that ass. You know what I mean? get the F away from me, man. I don't want to hear that stuff, man. Can I cost you on the game?" I was like, all right, well, you know, take your time. Get back to me. You know what I mean? I didn't take it personal.
Right, right.
I was like, it's 3 days. You know, it's about three,
kick
4 days
before this.
Yeah. And so, I gave him some time, and, he hit me up the day before he was supposed to do it. It was like, "Hey, we still doing this?" I'm like, "That's what's up."
Wow.
I'm like, "That's what's up." So that was cool that he kept, he kept his end of the deal.
After a brief cooling off period. Absolutely. That's a great story, Chris. That's a story behind the story I think that people are fascinated to hear about. Thank you for sharing.
It is, Chris. But let's talk about the game tonight. You have a guy that everyone thinks could possibly be the MVP. You have two in Katie and Steph. And then you have a guy in Kawhi who people have mixed feelings about because last year he didn't play, and this year it looks like he's having a hell of a year. How do you see this game tonight? What's the outcome, and what matchup are you looking forward to?
Well, obviously, Kawhi is intrigued, but we don't know if he's going to play tonight. You know, he's dealing with a hip injury. He set out last night's game against the Clippers. And so that would definitely lose its luster, just like, these teams played not too long ago, and it was a great game, went to overtime. KD and Kawhi put on the show, but, Steph wasn't playing at that time. So hopefully, we'll be able to see both of these teams at full strength tonight. But, if we do get both these teams at full strength, I'm certainly, I'm looking at that matchup again. Kawhi and KD, they love guarding each other. Those are two to the top three players at their position in this league. And when you get opportunity to see them go at it, man, you just relish it. And, you kind of step into fan mode yourself, just seeing, greatness being displayed. So that's what I want to see. And obviously it's a potential finals preview. So those are some of the reasons why I want to see both these teams at full strength. And it sucks for LA because when it comes to Kawhi, because the Lakers and Clippers are going to be going after him in free agency. And both times that Kawhi has played, that Toronto has went to L.A., Kawhi has sat out. And so they're not going to be able to see him up and close at all. They finished their L.A. Tour this year. So that's funny. But, that's what I'm looking for. Hopefully it's full strength and we get to see these Korean players go at it.
Yeah, 6-1 without Kawhi this year. I believe 16-6 with him. So no Kawhi greater than with Kawhi, as far as the standings.
Yeah, just let him go then. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, probably,
why not?
It's time to go to Van Vliet. It's Van Vliet's time, Chris. I think we've all said that.
The Van Vliet era is upon us.
It's about to begin tonight.
Maybe it does happen. Hey, Chris, let everyone know about the podcast. I know you got the KD podcast. When's it going to drop? Let everyone know what they can do on that.
Yeah, the first episode of my new podcast, Posted Up with Chris Haynes, will feature Kevin Durant. That will be the first episode. It drops Christmas Eve. It's about an hour long, and you know, there's a lot of topics, you know, in there. I think people will enjoy. You know, he's as candid and open as, you know, as humanly possible, and I appreciate him for, you know, giving me that time. And you know, after that, we're going to drop it, you know, each week. I'll be, you know, talking with star players each week, just trying to give people a different perspective on what these players are like and just give people a different feel. So I encourage people to please go to, you know, iTunes or wherever you go to subscribe. And please support, share, and, you know, I appreciate the support, guys. And, you know, you guys, thank you for having me. I always appreciate you guys.
Well, congrats on your success, and thanks for joining us, Chris. Yeah. It's always good to get your perspective.
Awesome and maybe, stuff. Chris, you can bring Dan on your show, and Dan can give you his radio.